On the 10th of April, 1993, our beloved comrade Chris Hani was brutally murdered by agents of the apartheid regime. They murdered him because of his beliefs and because of his dedication and love for the people of South Africa. In 1962, comrade Nelson Mandela, when he addressed the Pan-African Freedom Movement of East and Central Africa Conference in February of 1962, said the following: "In a country where freedom fighters pay with their lives, and at a time when the most elaborate military preparations are made to crush the people's struggles, planned acts of sabotage against government installations introduce a new phase in the political situation and are a demonstration of the people's unshakable determination to win freedom, whatever the cost may be. Today we face an enemy that we cannot see, COVID-19. Many people in the world, over 1.5 million people, have been affected. And many more people have already died, nearly 100,000 people have died all over the world. In our country, we have been put in a lockdown situation by the government led by the ANC. I believe that Comrade Chris Hani would have stood tall and told us to be sure that we love the people enough to heed the call of the stay away, that we love the people enough to make sure that the workers and the poor and the poorest of the poor are the ones that we protect the most against this virus that we cannot see, but that we can only see the damage that it will do and has done up to now. I believe that Comrade Chris Hani's discipline and love for the people would have made him stand tall and tell us that every one of us should stay in our homes, that we should heed the call to look after our health and to look after our bodies in every way that we possibly can. I believe that Comrade Chris Hani would have marshaled us to believe and to begin to see that the only thing we need to do is to preserve life so that we can preserve our future and the future of our children and the future of our nascent democracy. I remember him today as someone who has a will that was never tested beyond discipline. He was the most disciplined person I'd ever met in my life. He understood that discipline was the one thing that stood between a revolutionary and chaos, a revolutionary and counter-revolution. Comrade Chris Hani should always remain in our hearts and in our minds as a brilliant man, as a man who gave everything. Indeed, he gave his life, as Madiba said, whatever the cost may be. He gave to win our freedom. It is time for us to value that freedom and to make sure that we survive this period of COVID-19. Viva Comrade Chris Hani, viva!